Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Hi, welcome to episode 99 of This Amazing Life. Welcome back to the show. After a quick two-week break, took a little bit of time off for myself to just rest and relax and get refocused and re-energized and ready to go for all of the new goals that I have for myself coming up. We are starting this week with your brand new intention of the week. The intention of the week this week is healthy living. Again, the intention of the week this week is healthy living. If it's your first time listening to the show, what the intention of the week is, it's a short phrase, a tool, a mantra, or a guideline to help you jumpstart your week or to help give you some type of a focus point throughout your days to keep you positive or focused or motivated or goal-oriented towards doing some type of positive action in your life, whether it's at home, with your relationships, at work, whatever the case may be. So the intention of the week this week is healthy living. And this one is awesome. I really think a lot about this one because there are so many different ingredients to what goes into an amazing life. You've heard me talk about this before. It could be your relationships, your finances, your career, your dreams, your health and wellness, your diet. I mean, just making sure you get enough time to rest and relax. But when it comes to healthy living, we're just going to specifically focus on the ingredients or the aspects of your life that make sure that you are well and healthy and not ill. So the physical components of health and wellness and how they contribute to your amazing life. Now, when it comes to healthy living, there's really three aspects out of many that we're going to focus on. So just the top three recommendations for what I'm going to give you of what you could consider to focus on or spend a little bit more time on with this week. But, you know, if there is something that comes up for you, if it's different from the list that I give you, that's okay. It doesn't have to be the exact same list that I give you. These are just ideas of different areas of your life or different areas of people's lives that are common that if they put a little bit more time, attention, or TLC, they might notice that they could improve their overall well-being. Number one is sleep. There are so many people, myself included, that don't get enough sleep, and sleep is very vital for your recovery, for your rest, for your stress reduction, and to make sure that you don't become sick. I tend to find personally that I get sick more often when I've had runs of weeks where I'm barely getting any sleep. What typically happens is I would get a sore throat or I would start to get congested, and I know it's because I'm not taking care of my body and my body is just pushed to the limit. This is challenging for a number of people, especially if you have a really demanding job or if you have little kids. Then your sleep schedule may be thrown out of balance. But if you do have the ability to regulate your sleep, maybe for this week's intention of the week, we can focus on trying to just get in bed a little bit early. Or instead of getting on social media when we're in bed, maybe we read a book or we meditate or we journal. So that way we can start to wind our bodies down and start to get enough rest and recovery. What we would ideally like to do is to get somewhere between 7 to 8 or 9 hours of sleep, if that's possible. That's kind of like an average, respectable amount. You hear people give recommendations of, hey, you need more sleep than that. And then you'll hear some people say like, oh, I don't need that much sleep. I can run on 5 or 6 hours of sleep every day. So just as kind of like a general rule, I would think that most people would agree with me that if they got 7, 8, or even 9 hours of sleep, they'll probably wake up the next morning feeling refreshed, renewed, and really ready to attack that day. The second area that we're going to focus on with this intention of the week for healthy living is the food that we're eating. The food that we're eating, let's think about it as fuel. When you eat fuel or put that fuel into your body, then your body breaks it down and uses it to use those nutrients and minerals and to either build your body up in a positive way or in a negative way. And a great analogy is thinking about the gas that you put into your car. If you were looking at a clear tank of glass, G-L-A-S, a clear glass tank, and inside of that glass tank was a very dark, murky, almost soupy, kind of like sludge-like and sandy, and you could see garbage in there and broken glass in there. Would you take that and put that into your car? The answer would be no. Even instinctively, or even a little kid, if you showed them a glass that had a bunch of, or a tank is a better way to say it, a tank full of garbage and just like the grossest muck you could imagine, putting that into your car versus something that at least has more of a liquidy consistent substance, I would bet that even the little kid would know that you shouldn't put the one filled with the garbage into your car because that would not help your car to run properly. The same is true about food. Now, let's be candid here that even myself included, I like dessert. I like chips. I like snacks and cookies and donuts and ice cream and stuff. But we need to make sure that we're doing this in moderation. When we are thinking about food in terms of fuel, we want to make sure that we're eating some grains, more veggies, some protein, and it doesn't necessarily have to be meat. I mean, there's so many people that are coming out now with vegan solutions. So if meat or fish is not your thing, then there are a number of different people or different options that you could explore on YouTube or on Instagram just to find different ways to get protein into your diet. And chances are you might not even need as much as you think. And the third area that we're going to talk about is exercise. Exercise is an amazing way to help re-energize and jumpstart your body to get your blood circulating through. And it gives you some purpose and some focus. And for me, it helps me reset my day. So I know that by the time I'm done with recording this episode and getting it out for Monday to start the week that this Intention of the Week is for, I know that shortly after I'm going to be going out and I'm going to exercise. And I already feel pretty good. I mean, hopefully you can hear it in my voice when I'm speaking to you. I'm relaxed. I feel positive. I got plenty of sleep last night. So for the most part, I feel pretty good. But I know that I'm going to feel even better after I exercise. I'm going to have the endorphins flowing through my body. I'll have a little bit more adrenaline, a little bit more confidence, and then I will feel ready to attack and just blow out any other goal or task that I have for the rest of the day. Again, those three recommendations that I gave you for healthy living are sleep, your diet, and exercise. These are just three recommendations. So if you know that maybe for your healthy living, you need to focus on reducing a little bit more of alcohol, or if you are a smoker and you really want to start making progress or taking serious steps to not smoke, or if you want to lean more on sleeping and you feel pretty good about the other areas, or if you need to stretch and recover, if that's an area of your life that you feel that you're neglecting, there are so many ingredients to just having a great positive experience in life, and we're just focusing on healthy living. So the physical aspects of you and your body, and making sure that you are well and healthy and not ill or injured. So the recommendations again that I gave you were sleep, your diet, and exercise. I hope these are helpful things for you to think about, and you can explore maybe one, two, or three or more of these areas, or ones that I didn't even mention in our conversation. So that way you can start to take positive action steps and improve your healthy living lifestyle. That's going to do it for your Intention of the Week. Thanks so much for choosing to listen to the show. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the show, write a review, or share an episode with a friend. And if you are interested, please consider reaching out to me or following me on social media. Most of my social media handles are RyanO'Neill88, and you can connect with me there. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.